As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at SMU, third season with the Mustangs. Led SMU to a 10-win season last year and a bowl appearance. SMU, as I mentioned, is 7-1 on the year. They're number 19 in both polls, and they are at Tulsa on Saturday. 7 p.m. Eastern starts. Sonny Dykes is my guest. Sonny, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Really good to have you. Great to have you back. I'm going to ask you about this weekend, but before I do so, let me ask you, Sonny, you went on the road. You beat Temple Saturday 47-23, but that was a game where you had a four-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Then you scored four straight touchdowns. You pull away. As you said afterwards, it's never easy to go on the road and get a win. So what's it say about your guys that they did go on the road and they closed it out the way they did?
Yeah, especially traveling, you know, from Dallas to Philadelphia. It was a long travel. You know, we had a great day for football. I mean, the weather in Philadelphia was beautiful. It was like a Southern California day, so we got really fortunate there. But it took us a while to wake up. It was an early game for us. We didn't play well in the first half. It really challenged our guys, and we came out and played better in the second half and got a win. And, you know, we're a team that, Jim, when we play well, we're a good football team. And when we kind of go through the motions, we're not very good. And we didn't start as well as we needed to. We didn't do as good a job getting them ready to play as we should have, and didn't play well in the first half, but really played well in the second half.
But finished like a freight train. Sonny Dykes is joining us. You know, you mentioned that we're a team that when we're right, we play really well. You've got so many guys that can make so many plays for you. For instance, in terms of production, you have four different players who've gone for more than 200 all-purpose yards in a game so far this season. So what does that say about your depth and your versatility that you have with this unit?
Yeah, we've got some explosive players. You know, we lost our leading receiver, Reggie Robertson, had an ACL injury against Memphis early in the year and was headed to a 300-yard, you know, game when he got hurt. Real explosive guy. You know, we've got some guys that have stepped up. We have a freshman running back, Ulysses Bentley, that's I think leading rusher in college football in terms of yards right now. He's really playing well for us, been very productive. Got another guy, Danny Gray, that can really run. A solid player, Tyler Page, and then Rashee Rice is another receiver that's really emerging. So we've got some depth. We certainly miss Reggie. You know, Reggie was our big play guy and a guy that's caught a lot of balls for us and made a bunch of plays for us. But the good thing is we've got some guys that can run, and they've stepped up and done a good job so far.
You know, you mentioned Tyler Page. I wanted to ask you about him, Sonny. For instance, he had 9 receptions for 131 yards, a couple of TDs, and he has broken out in a really big way. Like, with 32 receptions, that's more than he had in his entire career to this point. I thought you had a really funny line when you said about him, quote, every single business, corporation, football team, baseball team, basketball team, Little League, soccer team, he's one of the guys where everybody goes, oh, we're going to replace this guy. We can find somebody who's bigger and faster. And then you try and do it and you realize how valuable he is, end quote. So what's that process been like for you? And what's it say about him that you can't replace him?
Yeah, I mean, he's like the guy that goes to, you know, the state university instead of getting the Ivy League education and just outworks all the Ivy League guys, you know, and is the leading salesman in his company. He's just, he's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. He's very competitive. He's playing with a ton of confidence. And Shane Buechele, our quarterback, has really gotten on the same page with him and trusts him to be where he's supposed to be and when he's supposed to be there. And really, that's what playing the receiver position is all about. It's about being in the right place at the right time, that quarterback trusting you, and then starting to develop that relationship that allows the quarterback to be able to throw balls before you come out of a break and the guys to be able to come out of a break and know where the balls are going to be. And so he's been really productive for us. He plays incredibly hard. Just really, really consistent, and we're really lucky that he's playing as well as he is.
Sonny Dykes is joining us. You mentioned Shane Buechele. For those who do not know, he leads college football in passing yardage, completions, and more. For those who not only don't know that but haven't seen that much of him, where is his separation? What makes him so unique?
Well, he's played a lot of football. You know, he started at the University of Texas as a true freshman, and not many people have done that. And went there and played and played as a sophomore and ended up losing the job. I think that, you know, once they made a coaching change, Coach Herman had a little bit different philosophy in terms of what he wanted from a quarterback. He wanted somebody that can run. And Sam Ellinger was right there and has been a great player for Texas. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to get Shane on the transfer market. And he's come in and done an unbelievable job for us. I mean, he's changed our program, led us to 10 wins last year. You know, I think we're 17-4 in our last 21 games is Shane is a starter. And so he's really, you know, transformed our program. He's just very consistent. He's an unbelievable leader. You know, our players have a lot of confidence in him. Our coaches have confidence in him. You know, he's one of those people that makes every single person around him better. He just brings out the best in people. And he's been great for us as coaches. I know he's has had a big impact and very influential on his teammates. And he's obviously a really good football player. You know, he anticipates throws. He's accurate. You know, he understands defenses. He doesn't force balls. He does a great job taking care of the ball. And the one thing he's done for us this year is convert some critical, you know, third downs and fourth downs with his legs. And he's not a great runner, but he's had a knack for scrambling and being able to convert convert some first downs and keep drives alive.
SMU head football coach Sonny Dykes joining us once again. You know, Sonny, you and I have talked about recruiting in the past and your vision for the program and how hard it is and how hard your staff works when it recruits. You recently told The Athletic, quote, "Our hope is we can be like what Miami did in Miami. We asked ourselves over and over again, can we do that? Can we be the U in Dallas?" End quote. I think that's a really interesting question and a really powerful statement. You know, when you think back to those days, you know, the great years of the U, what do you think about and how do you see yourselves emulating that or recreating that where you are? How would that work?
Well, you look at both schools, they're both kind of smaller private schools in an urban setting and right in the middle of a big city. And so, you know, they actually have a lot in common. And both, you know, most importantly, there's very good high school football played in Miami. And I think the best high school football in the United States is played in Dallas. And so you have a great recruiting base. You have kids that love, you know, the city of Dallas, that take a lot of pride in being from Dallas. And sometimes they leave and they want to come back. You know, we've got a lot of transfers on our team that have been outstanding players that, you know, went someplace and got homesick and wanted to come home. And those guys have really helped transform our program as well. And so our goal is to recruit well enough where we don't have to recruit transfers. We can get the best high school kids. And, you know, right now we're doing that. I mean, we've got some elite level kids that are going to stay home, that could go really anywhere in the country, that are going to stay home and go to SMU. And I think they're starting to share our vision. Like anything else, it takes time. I mean, it's going to take time, and you know, you got to continue to build your roster and keep turning it over and keep improving the bottom half of your roster, and that'll help improve the top half of it as those guys grow up. And so, our recruiting's better. The transfer thing is still going to be something that we utilize as well. And you know, more and more kids are starting to see SMU as a viable option now. And if we can just recruit Dallas, you know, not only Texas but just really Dallas, then that's going to give us a chance to be a top 25 program, and that's, you know, that's, you got to get there before you can become a team that competes for championships.
Makes sense. Sonny Dykes, my guest, for a couple of more moments. I mean, Sonny, the year has been so unusual. Earlier this season, AAC Commissioner Michael Resco was talking about your program's efforts when it came to COVID. He said, quote, "Sonny Dykes has been incredible. They have been thinking outside the box," end quote. So how have you gone about dealing with precautions and protocols? What has that experience been like for you?
Well, when we sat down and first started talking about these things in April, you know, the thought was, okay, what's the most important thing? Number one, the safety of our student athletes. And then number two, what could jeopardize our ability to be able to play? And that was contact tracing. And so what we said is, okay, how do we eliminate contact tracing? And so we sat down and put together a comprehensive plan. You know, we don't have a locker room. Our players don't dress in a locker room at all. So we dress in the concourse with everybody socially distanced in an open air environment. And then after practice, our guys come in, they turn their helmets and shoulder pads in, they're sprayed down, they leave, they go home, they take a shower. All the food is served, grab and go. They come in, they grab their food, and they leave. They eat it somewhere else. So that eliminates contact tracing when it comes to eating. We do all our meetings via Zoom. So that eliminates the possibility to contact trace with meetings and guys sitting in a meeting room where you might lose a whole position. We're very conscious of what we're doing when it comes to interacting with each other during practice. And, you know, the great thing about it is studies are shown now that there's really a very small chance that things are going to get passed to each other, you know, during a physical practice, during contact, during practice. And so so that's allowed us to do a little bit more. But, for example, the same defensive end might go against the same offensive tackle every day to avoid contact tracing. And so far it's worked. You know, we're over 5,000 tests with our players. We've only had two positives, and really haven't had any positives in about 6 weeks. And so it's allowed us to continue to play football, and allowed us to have a chance to have a successful season.
So let me finally ask you this. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's really exhaustive. That's really comprehensive. And you're working that plan, and it's working to your advantage. But is there any – but I would imagine not everybody is hitting that as hard and with the kind of diligence and discipline that you are. Is there any part of you that's approaching every game like it could be your last and that the season could end at any minute?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. It takes two teams to be able to play. And so, you know, I think in our league's actually done a really good job. You know, I think a lot of our coaches in our league have been guys that have had to think outside the box and have had to adjust. And as a result of most of the games, you know, in the American Athletic Conference have been played. And I think our conference leadership has done a great job with Mike Oresco and then the entire staff of trying to get out and say, hey, these are some ideas that you guys may want to consider. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you have to do what you're comfortable with in your program. But we felt like we had a chance to have a really good season. You know, we had a senior quarterback coming back, and we wanted to do everything we could do to play as many games as we possibly could. And, you know, nobody likes meeting via Zoom. You know, you want to be able to sit in a room with your players and coaches and interact with each other. But we just felt like that was going to put the guys at risk. And so we haven't done it at all. We continue to adjust every single day to things that we learn, what other teams have done as far as best practices when it comes to travel, whatever the case may be. You know, when we travel, we all wear N95 masks. We wear face shields. You know, we bust half our staff 8 hours to Tulane to play in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago instead of going on a plane so that everybody could social distance on the plane so we wouldn't have any contact tracing. So we've done literally everything that we can think of to ensure that we have a chance to play. But it's like you said, I mean, you just never know. And, you know, the outbreak right now is not very good here in Texas. And so, you know, there's a lot of cases in particular in Dallas, and our players have been able to stay safe so far, and that's allowed us to play games on Saturday.
I appreciate that conversation very much. SMU is 7-1. They're number 19 in both polls, and they are back at it Saturday against Tulsa. Sonny Dykes is the head football coach there. Sonny, great to get caught up, and I do appreciate the conversation. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. I appreciate it. It's always good talking to you.
Great talking to you, Sonny. Thank you. I'm really impressed with that conversation. Like, when he says that they want to make Dallas, or they want to make SMU, the U of Dallas, that makes sense. I think that's possible. I mean, you hear that all the time, right? Like, we want to be the U. But then when you hear him lay out the similarities between these programs, a couple of smaller private schools in a city with all that talent in the backyard. And if you keep that talent at home, I mean, everybody says that, right? But it's so true.